Good afternoon. I'm Steve Letford, and I'm a SharePoint specialist for Microsoft in New Zealand. Live in Auckland, and today we have the pleasure of talking to Steve Smith from Combined Knowledge.
Good afternoon. Good morning. Good evening. Depends where we are, really, isn't it?
Yep, and depends where the body clocks.
Exactly right. Yes.
So, Steve, you flew in when?
Last Saturday. So 5 days now.
Oh, okay. And so since you've come back over this time, you've been travelling or training or? What have you been up to? So,
coming back this time, we've been spending a couple of days getting stuff ready for TechEd, actually. Trying to get all the pieces ready for that and preparing for the training courses that we're running here, yeah.
And demos are all good?
Spot on.
Yep. I would expect nothing less from you, Steve. So we're going to talk to Steve about some of the training that he does. So it's Combined Knowledge. I don't know if you can give us a bit of background. Where do you specialise and what's the main focus for your company?
So, yeah, we've been specialising in education, training, helping companies not just train classes, but actually educating their people for 8 years now, in our 9th year now. We've specialised in SharePoint since 2003, probably, as a singular product. But we've also trained related products around that as well, because obviously SharePoint is not just about one product. And so, yeah, we digress from many different Microsoft platforms into a very few over the last 8 years, and predominantly 95% of our training now is all SharePoint.
And I'll be a bit cheeky now. So why are we flying you over from the UK to New Zealand for the training? Is it, do we not offer the same level of training over here, then we need to come back to you guys?
Well, I guess all of this started a few years ago, actually, with Microsoft New Zealand, when there was a conversation that started when I came to the SharePoint conference over here, and which I was always happy to support community work with the local guys over here. And we started talking about the readiness of partners rather than the actual technical people that are working for companies. There was this glaring gap we were finding, not just in New Zealand but all over the world, where the partner companies were trying to skill up to SharePoint, but they just weren't getting enough training. The training material wasn't out there, and you know, there was a lot of technical people who were struggling to grasp what SharePoint was all about. And so it was discussed about getting partner companies ready for SharePoint, not just from an IT pros perspective, but developers and end users and people who are actually going in and talking to the power user side and all that kind of thing. And so that's what got us coming out here the first time, was to deliver a set of courses specially tailored to get partner readiness ready. And that sort of training wasn't out there, actually, because standard Microsoft training courses take a bit longer to come out into the market anyway and tend to be very standard approach to an administrator or a developer, not really geared at getting partners ready. And that's what drove us here originally.
And quite often multiple choice with no real practical knowledge applied.
There can be a lot of technical people in the partner world, especially, might have come from a different background as well. So maybe they would have been a good SQL DBA, for example, who would go in and help companies deploy SQL, and they would be then allocated the SharePoint space because they were told, you know SQL, therefore you can pick that up very easily. Unfortunately, it wasn't quite that easy.
So we've got a minute left. So I've got 3 questions for you in a minute. So first of all, just explain the course that you've got running next week.
Yeah, so we're here next week.
We'll get 3 questions out, and then you know what you've got to answer.
Go on.
So the course that you're doing next week,
yep.
How we compare, or the skills over in New Zealand compared to what you see in the UK, you know, just your perception,
yep.
And who you think is going to win the World Cup.
Okay. Third one's easy, obviously. I'll start with the first one.
Scotland?
Yeah. So, next week we're doing the advanced infrastructure class, myself and Spencer Harbour over here, and that's going to be a class which goes beyond the standard administrator. So it takes them into the more infrastructure pieces of SQL and TMG and firewalls, extranets, all that stuff.
That starts Monday?
That's Monday.
And whereabouts that?
It's in Auckland.
Yep.
Cool. And we're training in the centre, so that'll be fun. If you still want to come on, it's dsmithck, my Twitter. Second question, which was the difference in partners, same. I find the same.
Okay.
Technically, New Zealand, UK, same. We see the same gaps in skills, as we do in the UK. Absolutely no different. So it's always good to come and see that different perspective.
Yeah.
How long have I got left? 4 seconds.
4 seconds.
World Cup. I'd say England, but I don't think it's going to be.
You're a joker, Steve. Right, well, look, thanks very much for coming in. We appreciate it. And thanks for coming across to New Zealand. And I know the partners enjoy your level of training. I've been really impressed with when I've seen what you deliver. So thanks for that. Thanks for coming over here. And thanks for taking part in this interview.
It's great to be here. Pleasure. Great.